morning at the CUES 2019 Symposium, where I have the gentleman from Pioneer West Virginia Federal Credit Union in the midst, Mr. Bill. It's Bill Milam, right? Bill
Milam.
All right, and Dan McGowan. How
good
are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, how's the show going? Before we dive into the relationship, working relationship here, how's the conference going for you so far?
I already have several pages of notes, good ideas to go back with, so it's been worth it already.
Right on. Bill, how about you? How's it going for you?
It's been very good. Been observing what other people are saying and sort of clocking them away.
Right.
I don't take notes like he does. I put them right here.
Oh, okay. That's your note. That's your Rolodex up there.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Dan gave me a quick little factoid before we started the recording. He said you've been doing this for 47 years.
Correct.
On the board and
well, started out as a credit committee.
Okay.
And then went on the board and been on the board now 30 some years.
Wow, you've seen a lot. That's yes. Probably an understatement.
Yes,
I know.
We were a non-functioning board in that nothing happened in the credit union that we didn't approve or, like, under the conditions we're now with Dan, our CEO, if he wanted to hire a tailor, we had to interview her and approve.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back 40-some years ago. But truly,
now you don't still refer to that as the good old days.
Okay.
just checking.
No. Those were the days in which, and when we hired our first manager, we were from a school system, so we had on the board at least one assistant superintendent, and maybe more. Yeah, we had about three assistant superintendents, and they said, she will not make more money than I do.
Oh, wow.
And so they kept her salary down. And of course, we try to value our CEO, not just Dan, but any CEO we have, as they stand in the banking community and try to give them the compensation that they deserve.
Exactly.
And try to give them the 90 percentile, within the 90 percentile of our like peers.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, for our size and for our number of branches and things like that. So we try to do that. And we do not think of their salary being greater than ours.
Well, you got to have quality folks. In order to get quality folks, sometimes you got to raise the level a little bit. And it looks like you found a good one here. So
well, certainly understatement. Play think that.
Yeah.
At least I'm still on the payroll as of this morning. So
hey, all right.
That's
good news. All right. Yeah. We like
but
that.
But I did yesterday in the meeting. They asked what the function of the board was. Somebody said to hire the CEO, and I said, and to fire him.
I keep that in mind.
Every day. Now, hey, let's talk about the working relationship that you guys have had and what you guys are doing. I mean, Dan and I have been talking, what, for the last 4 years, something like that, 5 years, something like that? I mean, some amazing things have been going on at your credit union. So how do you get these projects done? So sometimes we're in an environment of, oh my gosh, we failed this, but hey, let's learn from it and move on. We're living in this environment of extreme speed. I mean, the pace of business these days is light speed, probably compared to what it was 30 years ago. So how does that relationship work? I mean, Dan was telling me before the recording, he's like, there's a lot of trust involved. You gotta have that trust, which is where the
paramount importance.
Yeah.
The trust and the integrity, not only of me as the CEO, but back to the board as well. Paramount importance. And I'm sure this has never happened in any other credit union out there, but for example, there may be occasions when, say, the CEO and an NCUA examiner may have different views of how the world works.
Really?
And so they're making presentations to our board of directors giving a different story than the one that they hear from me. So here's the board looking at, okay, well, Dan, CEO, why are they telling me a different story?
Yeah.
So that trust level comes into play real quick, giving the opportunity to give our version of the story and to argue our points as to why we think the way that we do.
Yeah, are you guys thinking, that's not what Dan would say?
That's never happened anyway.
And I think the real, not secret, but about how successful we are, when we chose a CEO 8 years ago, we screened him very carefully. And even though we had to pay him more than the outgoing CEO, which some of the board members did not like, but we had to in order to get him.
Right.
And then that, he brought in Dan, and that built up And it's the skills that they brought in and the way they worked with the staff and the board, because they've worked very well with the board, has given us the opportunity to go forward. And it's their ideas, and Dan, more than Dana, shouldn't have said that, but he's thinking ahead, and he's looking at things to do, and he isn't afraid to step out into the water and see how it goes.
I like that. What do you do when there's a new idea or a new piece of technology or new something out there? It's like, oh my gosh, we got to try this. What do you do to prepare and then to present it to the board and say, hey, this is something we got to do, guys?
Well, as a small credit union, we can't be on the cutting edge of technology by any stretch of the imagination, but we have made significant investments over the past 8 years in our IT infrastructure, all the mobile banking platforms, the online banking, you name it, cash recyclers and that sort of thing. And we put these into place and they've worked quite well. But as we talk with the board, you know, one thing that's very important is during the board meetings, and on those occasions we have an opportunity to meet more informally too, to just continue the dialogue, build the relationship so that, again, I understand what that board member is thinking. They kind of understand how I think.
Right.
So in the decision-making processes and planning of bringing something to the board's attention, I'm kind of have a sense as well, would the board be on board with this, so to speak, or would they be a little more hesitant? And it's that continued relationship that we build up day in and day out that really matters big time.
Well, and I think the longer the relationship goes and the more success that you guys have, there is that trust. It's like, hey, we know, we trust your judgment. We trust your judgment. And so there seems to be a good working relationship. So there's a symbiotic relationship there.
It is indeed.
If I go back to my marine biology days.
And that carries even beyond the board CEO relationship. We managed to assemble probably the finest credit union staff, particularly my leadership team, of anybody in our home state of West Virginia. I would pick them. And they're all a bunch of high achievers, you know, very self-motivated and enthusiastic about doing well for doing well's sake, so to speak, and bringing additional member service, raising things to new levels of excellence every single day. And we have managed to cull, if you will, some of those individuals who really didn't fit the mold of what we're all about.
Right. There's nothing wrong with
for
that.
For instance, we just reported out to the board, 8 years ago, employee turnover was something like 45%.
Oh my God.
We had it down to under 10% the year before last. This past year, it was up closer to 18%. So I have to explain why we have this spike. And after kind of consulting and thinking with my management team, we've decided that 18% turnover ratio is probably the best 18% turnover we've had in a long time, if you kind of get my drift. So it's really helped us get a phenomenal staff who's all on the same page and moving forward.
Anything to add there, Bill?
Well, I agree with everything he says. And I tell you, we have a very fine group in our management group. When he first came aboard, he and Dana, we did not have a succession plan. And in fact, when our last CEO left, we took our board chairman, who had worked with the staff as an employee, and put him as acting CEO to sort of iron things out.
Right.
And as a result, he sort of smoothed out things from when they came along. It was a little bit more, less difficult. But we had no succession plan. Now, God forbid, if that, something happens to Dan, in my opinion, we have a CEO to step right up.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, we've got the talent on board right now to cover two generations at least after I leave.
That's planning. That is planning right there, which is what we need to do these days because, again, business is moving so fast. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, it's so what do you guys do when something doesn't work? What's the process there to like, hey, you know what, let's make this adjustment here. Let's move in this direction instead of going that direction. What's that like when something doesn't work, but obviously you learn from it and and moving the direction, the proper
You'd have to tell us. I can't think of anything that hasn't worked.
Well, that's great then. All right, next question.
Thanks for your good forgetfulness there. But we have had a few things that have not gone as well as we hoped previously. And we always, but I, as CEO, put everything on the table in front of the board, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Sure.
We don't hide anything. We don't put anything under the rug whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But we deal with it, and we go forward then. And like as you said, we learn from the experiences, and we learn what works and what does not work. But we're not afraid to experiment. And again, the board has given me the ability to go out and do some things outside of the norm from time to time to see what to kind of test just the effectiveness of what some of these projects may be.
Good for you. I like that. I like that attitude because you got to.
Back to our succession plan.
Yeah.
Probably a year ago, or maybe a little bit more than that, our average age of our board members was in the high 60s, average age.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost four in the past year.
Yes.
Due to different reasons, and we made the decision then to look at it differently. We started selecting supervisor Kinman members who were well qualified to become board members.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we sat down with them, a group of three or more, each time interviewed them and told them what to expect and what we expected, and chose them to fit in our group.
Mm-hmm.
And now our succession plan for board members, like if a board member would leave today, we've got a supervisory committee member who's ready to step right in as a board member. And so that has improved everything too, because we've got real good quality. He can tell you more of their
background. Well, let me jump in fact.
Yeah.
We are historically a school teachers credit union.
Mm-hmm.
We are now, since 2005, a community charter credit union. And our board historically has been basically school system staff members, you know, because of that heritage that we have. We still have very deep roots in the educational system. But as we've had some individuals who've gotten to an age where they need to set aside and retire from the board, that's given us an opportunity to recruit some other individuals. We've managed to have some spectacular talent that we're able to recruit. We have a professor of economics and finance from Marshall University locally. We have an attorney on board now from a very well-respected law firm in Charleston. We have the chief IT security guy from a large company locally, and we have the chief internal audit director for a large insurance company. That we were all within the past 15 months. So we think we're well prepared moving forward into the next generation of board leadership on that.
And we're also not looking for it. We have cultural diversity.
Very important in today's day and age, for sure. What have you guys learned? Are there any takeaways from the conference that you've learned so far that you're going to take back and meet on?
Well, in my page and a half of notes that I made, yes, we have several of those. I won't disclose those.
No, just
but in all seriousness, sometimes little things make a big difference. And one of the examples we were talking about yesterday is to poll the board at the end of the board meetings. What's your big takeaway? What are you leaving this meeting with, thinking about and pondering?
Yeah.
And that's something we haven't done before, and I think it would be very instructive to everybody around the table.
No doubt, no doubt.
I've never come to a meeting like this that I haven't taken something back, and something of value to the credit union, to the board.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, I like to listen to other people telling what they're doing in their credit union. And like Dan said yesterday, and like our first manager always said, she said, I love to go to these state meetings because I realize what a good board I have. Because, and just like Dan said yesterday, you know, coming here makes me look at how good we do as a credit union.
Yeah.
Some of the horror stories you hear elsewhere don't take place with us, and that we're really happy about that.
Check yourself at that door right there, big time. Yeah. All right, guys, I know you got a busy day ahead of you, and just anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts?
Just glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh, you're so welcome. I love inviting you and Bill as well into the studio lounge here or anytime, even via Skype. So I think you guys have great things to say, and you're doing some amazing things in your community. So I'm always happy to have you guys here to share your story. So good stuff.
Are you going
to
be here for the world?
I will.
I won't be, but we have two board members.
Oh, okay. Well, let's invite them back.
Brenda is the one that you interviewed with me that time. She will be there.
Okay.
Another one I knew.
Look forward to it. All righty, guys.
You can interview them.
All right.
Thank
Bill,
you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Dan, always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, guys. All right.
Thank you.